Ahead of the Iowa caucuses this week, Liz Lentz, a staff writer for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, posed to readers this question: how do you caucus with a baby? She says parents want to caucus and participate in the frenetic atmosphere of rallies and politicking, but it's just not that easy with a child in tow. Liz Lentz joins us from Cedar Rapids. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us about what got you thinking about this question.
Well, I am a mom. I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. I've tried to caucus with babies. I tried to caucus with babies in 2016, and it was really, really hard. And so this time around in 2020, with all the new caucus rules, I wanted to know how women were making it work. And it's also a year, you know, where we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. And we have, we've had, you know, so many female candidates running for the Democratic nomination. So I wanted to know how women were making it work.
You do declare in your column that Iowa's mothers are, even after the 19th Amendment, women got the vote, but are still disenfranchised from caucusing. But, you know, let me just push you on this a little. I know how hard it is, but considering that this caucus date is famous throughout the land, doesn't a mother or both parents have time to kind of save up and get a babysitter for that one important date?
You know, you say that, but anybody with small children knows how hard it is to plan, how unpredictable it is. You know, some children are high needs. Even in 2020, 2/3 of women are still the primary caretakers of their children. And it puts an additional burden on women, people with families, to pay to play.
Well, you know, I did scroll through a bunch of the tweets that responded to this, and a lot of them were different, some telling their story, like you just were talking about. But there's answers to how to caucus with a baby is cut out caucuses and give us a chance just to go to a ballot box for a minute and put in my ballot.
Yeah,
I was a little surprised, like change the system.
Well, that's the conversation that we're having nationally, that people are really coming to terms with how limiting this caucus is. And so a lot of Iowans are saying, why can't we just have a primary? But the answer to that is New Hampshire. They would not be happy if we moved from our first in the nation caucuses to a first in the nation primary, which they are. So it's a small local issue, but it also is reflective of the issues facing the Democratic Party nationwide.
So given all of this, what about you? Are you going to be able to caucus yourself, even though you're, you know, a columnist for a newspaper? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, so because I am an opinion columnist, I am allowed to caucus and I will be going to caucus. I do have 2 small children, but I'm also divorced and my partner is a Republican and they have a very polite primary. So he will be taking the kids for the night and I'll be caucusing and then working all night. So it works out for us, but I would like it to work out for every woman in America.
Yes, that's not everyone's answer is to marry a Republican, I suppose.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Good luck. Enjoy the caucus. That was Liz Lentz of the Cedar Rapids Gazette in Iowa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.